ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة فخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah. We seek His assistance. We seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through you, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Tonight we're going to deal with, inshallah, the question, can a Muslim vote? Which is going to entail quite a few things. The first of which is, who are you voting for? Now, can the Muslims vote? The first question to that question is the question, who are you voting for? Now, the Muslims or the kuffar, which probably wasn't in the people's mind with the question, who are you voting for? Now, at any rate, there are a couple of issues, and we want to take a look at those issues, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The first issue is, who are you going to vote for? That candidate or the other candidate. And whichever candidate you choose, you're going to choose him because he's the best candidate. Now, right? Who are you voting for? The best one. Now. Okay. And then you give your reasons why you feel that that candidate is the best one to legitimize or to make valid your decision or your choice that you made in choosing the candidate that you chose. But we don't want to get into that side yet. We want to make a swing, inshallah ta'ala, and that which has been authentically reported on Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu qala, لو كان الدين بالرأي لكان أسفل الخف أولى بالمسح من أعلاه. وقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مسح على ظاهر خفيه أخرجه أبو داود وهو صحيح. إن شاء الله. علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه, he said that if this deen was based on opinion, then it would have been more proper to wipe on the bottom of your khuf than the top of it. But indeed I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam white on the top of his two hoofs, collected authentically by Abu Dawood. Here in this hadith of Ali, or this athar of Ali radiallahu anhu, he shows us that this deen, ibadatullahi wahdahu, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, that it's not based on an opinion, but it's based on narrations from Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the khuf that you walk on, or the footwear that you walk on that gets dirty out in the street when you walk, when it comes time to purify yourselves, you wipe the top of your footwear and not the bottom. The bottom is the part that got dirty, and the top part is the part you got clean, that you're cleaning. Does that make any sense? It might not. But it's the deen that has been prescribed to us by the last Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the revelation that came to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the worlds. So this is why we didn't want to get into that twist of who is the best, because I don't know who the best is. But whoever is the best, he's the best based on your opinion that you based off of the facts presented in the case of the election, or the case of the candidacy, whatever you call it. But here we see that this deen, we have to base our decisions on Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we wanted to go back to Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to look at this topic, can Muslims vote? Instead of looking at it the way we look at it in general, which is, if he wins, then he's in favor of the Muslims. And if whatchamacallit wins, then he's against the Muslims. So if one of them is for the Muslims and one of them is against the Muslims, it's not even a discussion who you're going to vote for. You're going to vote for the one who's for the Muslims. But we didn't want to get into the argument that way. We wanted to get into, as we do in every aspect of our deen, is to look at Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make our decisions. And when we do that, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنكَ صُدُودًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you see those who claim that they believe in what was revealed to you and what was revealed before you, and they want to take their decisions to the taghut, and they have been commanded to disbelieve in it. And the shaitan only wants them to go clearly astray. And when it is said to them, come to that which Allah has revealed and to the messenger, you find the munafiqeen turning away from that, all the way turning away from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, as the ulama mentioned, the authentic reason that this ayah was revealed was that a Muslim and a Jew had a problem. So the Jew said he wanted to take it to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to decide. And the Muslim wanted to take it to the Ka'b ibn Ashraf, to the fortune teller or whatever, kahin, soothsayer, whatever, to make the judge in the affair. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, meaning that if there is a dispute, the dispute has to be taken back to Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be judged. Who's right or wrong? Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will decide.
This is the particular reason that this ayah was revealed, and it takes the general meaning, as Ibn Kathir and the ulama of Islam explained, that this ayah takes the general meaning of any system of judgment that judges. This is what is meant by at-taghut or falsehood. Don't you see those who claim they believe in what was revealed to you? There, this is referring to the munafiqs. Those who say they're Muslim on their tongues, but in their hearts they don't believe in Islam. Don't you see those who claim that they believe in what was revealed to you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, referring to the Quran and the Sunnah, and that which was revealed before you, meaning from the books that was revealed to the prophets and messengers before the last prophet and messenger to humanity sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They want to take their disputes to the taghut. They want to take their disputes to falsehood, or to a judge, or a ruling, or a law system other than Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they've been commanded to disbelieve in it, to disbelieve in the taghut, to disbelieve in the systems of judgment other than Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the shaitan only wants to lead them far astray by letting them judge in their affairs by other than Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who the shaitan has led astray, when you call them to Allah and His messenger, to Allah, the book of Allah, the Quran, to the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He revealed in His Quran, or to the messenger, to that which has been authentically reported on him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether from his statements or his actions alayhi salatu wasalam, you find the munafiqun turning all the way away from that. So in this issue that we're trying to handle, can a Muslim vote, we're saying, let's answer this question by going back to Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if it's in our favor, alhamdulillah, and if not, alhamdulillah. But the munafiqun, if you call them back to Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they won't accept, as this was the way of the other disbelievers other than the munafiqun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى عَذَابِ أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And when it is said to them, follow that which Allah has revealed, this Quran and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, rather, we follow what we found our forefathers on. Even if the shaitan is calling them to the blazing fire, your forefathers, what were they on? No. If the shaitan called your forefathers to the blazing fire, and we call you to what Allah has revealed, you're going to follow your forefathers even though the shaitan called them to the blazing fire? Or as Allah Ta'ala says in other ayat, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعَقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and when it is said to them, follow that which Allah has revealed, they say, rather we follow what we found our forefathers on. Even if their forefathers didn't understand anything and weren't guided, وَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Even if their forefathers didn't understand anything and they weren't guided, meaning we call you, can the Muslims vote? We call you to what Allah has revealed. The disbelievers will say, we follow what we found our forefathers on. We ask, even if your forefathers didn't understand anything and weren't guided, they didn't have the guidance of this truth of Al-Islam, what were they upon? If they didn't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and His verdicts from His book and what He sent His last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. So in these ayat we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to follow what He has revealed. But the munafiqs and the kuffar, they follow what their forefathers were upon, and they leave off what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, even if the shaytan called their forefathers to the fire, even if their forefathers didn't understand anything and they weren't guided. But the only statement of the believers is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the only statement of the true believers, when they are called to let Allah and His Messenger judge between them, is that they say, we hear and we obey. Those, they are the successful. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, and fears Allah and fears Allah, those, they are the successful. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا مُبِينًا. Allah Ta'ala says, it is not correct or right for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided in an affair, that they have any choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger goes clearly astray. So here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to follow His book and to leave all following all other ways than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And this goes in the affairs of judgment. As we mentioned in the first ayah, or as we see in the statement of Allah ta'ala after that series of ayah in the same section in Surah An-Nisa, Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by your Lord that none of them believes, none of the Muslims, I swear by your Lord that none of them believes till they make you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge and the affairs that they dispute. And then they don't find any difficulty in their chest from your decision, but they submit totally and completely. And this was revealed as the Messenger of Allah ﷺ had to decide in an affair between his cousin sallallahu alaihi wasallam and another Muslim. They were seeing who going to get the water first. That's a long thing, irrigation or something. The water that's used to for the plants and other things. At any rate, they want to know who gets the water first. He says, I get it first. He says, no, I get it first. They said, well, let the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam judge. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he gets it first. He says, astaghfirullah ya Rasulullah. He get it because he a cousin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. I swear by your Lord that none of them believes till they make you the judge in the affairs that they dispute in. And then they don't find any difficulty in their hearts from your decision, but they submit totally and willingly. The Messenger's verdict is not like anyone else's. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his own desires. He only speaks from revelation revealed to him. This makes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he says different than the verdict of other people. So the verdict of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the verdict that the Muslims are to be upon, which is Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we vote for something, we vote for who's going to judge by this book. Can the Muslims vote? Yes. Can the Muslims vote? Yes. The Muslims voted that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the first Khalifa to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Muslims voted that Uthman is the Khalifa of the Muslims after Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Naam, the Muslims voted for the one who will judge by Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Is it the verdict of Jahiliyyah that you desire, and who is more finer in his judgment than Allah for people who have certainty? Is it the verdict of Jahiliyyah that you desire, or the judgment of Jahiliyyah that you desire, and who is more finer in his judgment than Allah for a people who have certainty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And in the other ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And in the other ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever judges by other than what Allah has revealed is a wrongdoer. And in the other verse, Allah says, and whoever judges by other than what Allah has revealed is a fasiq, or one outside of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the other verse, in the other ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever judges by other than what Allah has revealed, they are the kafirs. And whoever judges by other than Allah, he falls into one of these categories. Whoever judges by other than Allah, he falls in one of these categories, of which those who are not Muslim, there's no doubt which category he falls into. The wrongdoer, the fasiq, or the kafir. A kafir, of course, that judges by other than what Allah has revealed, falls into the verdict, or to the ayah, those who judge by other than what Allah has revealed, they are the kafirs. When it comes to the Muslims, then there's a whole big discussion that this talk is not the place for. But the kufar, there's no discussion on that they are kufar for judging by other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Can a Muslim vote, meaning for the kufar, to judge by other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed? Then maybe he should reflect on the likes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement. مَنْ كَانُ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wants power and might, then Allah alone has all the power and might. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ لِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, the power, all the power and might is for Allah. All the power and might is for Allah and His Messenger and the believers, but the munafiqs, they don't know. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, which is similar to these ayat, and the Quran, it supports itself. Allah Ta'ala, He says, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Are they desiring with them, the power and might? Indeed, the power and might, all of it is for Allah. Are they, those who say, on their tongues they are Muslim, and in their heart they disbelieve in the reality of Islam, are they desiring with them, the kufar, power and might? Indeed, all the power and might is for Allah alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers their questions if they read His book and listen to what He has revealed to us as guidance until Yawm al-Qiyamah. When I listen to the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything has been decided for us. But we don't want to go back to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our judgments. And we should take the warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us with when He says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So give warning to those who oppose His commandments, that there may befall them a fitna or a painful chastisement. Some of the ulama, they say this refers to the commandments of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and others of them, they say that this commandment, it means the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whether it's the commandment of Allah or the commandment of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's the same. As Allah ta'ala says in other ayah, مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَطَى اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the Messenger has already obeyed Allah. Or as Allah ta'ala says in other ayah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِيَذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we have not sent a messenger except to be obeyed in obedience to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us from disobedience to His commandment. But why do we want to vote for someone who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them with His statement, إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Indeed, the kafirs are open enemies to you. Indeed, the kafirs are open enemies to you. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, don't take the Jews and Christians as friends and protectors. They are friends and protectors of each other. And whoever of you takes them as friends and protectors, then indeed he is from amongst them. Indeed, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in this whole section, of which at the end of it Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. سبحان الله. Your only friends and protectors are Allah and His Messenger and those who believe. And then Allah describes those who believe. Those who establish the salah and pay the zakat, and they are bowing down. And whoever befriends Allah or takes Allah as a friend and protector and His Messenger and those who believe, then indeed the party of Allah, they are the victorious. What other party would someone vote for? The Democrats or the Republicans? When the party of Allah is victorious. This is what we wanted to present, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. هَذَا وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارَكَ لَنَبِيِّنَ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I don't know if there were any questions or comments. No.
He said, I supported Bush and doing what he did in the Middle East, and I'm supporting giving more weapons to the military for what? To harm, to kill him. It's no answer but it's about it. The people are there as an enemy to Islam, enemy to the Muslims.
I wanna add, inshallah, what the brother is saying, that he was mentioning some of, I guess, the people's, whoever is running for president, foreign policy against the Muslims. But if we didn't know, he used that to show that they are enemies. But if we don't know about their foreign policy, Allah said they're enemies and they're enemies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something else I think I mentioned before. Allah ta'ala's statement,
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتُهُمْ.
And the Jews and the Christians will never be satisfied with you until you follow their religion. I remember asking my wife's mother, I said, I've never found a disbeliever more liking to us being Muslim than you. But Allah spoke the truth. Allah said, the Jews and the Christians will never be satisfied with you until you follow their religion. She broke down crying and said, I want you to be Christian because this is the best way. I just never said it to you, but but that has always been in my heart. So whether they show us openly something else, that they're trying to win us over with kindness, in the bottom of their hearts, they will never be satisfied with us until we follow their way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best way, the guidance of His book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now.
Against the Muslim organization. Then I heard it on a talk show on one of the talk radio stations where one of the Catholics, two Catholics talking with him. No, he talked to a Muslim, I think. Anyway, he said, well, who are they going to vote for now? See, because both parties had put them down.
No.
Now, there's a Muslim organization, you know, going to the Kufa. No. And then one of them said, well, I don't want them. And the other one said, I didn't want them either. And now they packed off. And now they didn't have nobody to vote for.
SubhanAllah. I know that's like an ayah I'm trying to think. The brother is mentioning, maybe I can think of that ayah. Alright, the Muslims decide they're going to vote for one of the two candidates. They're going to vote for the one who is going to benefit them, the Muslims. So the Muslims give their money to support that candidate. The other candidate shows that that money that they use to give to you, to support you, that money has also been used to be against you with terrorist acts or whatever else they were using that money for. So not only are they using that money to get you on that side, on your side, but they're using that money with something else in mind too. Then they said, for real? Then they said, okay. Then they cut them off. So the ones that you were against still remain against you. Then the ones that you were for are now against you. Then they have another talk show. Well, now who are you going to vote for? He loses. And both ways, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Now, I know it's something. What do you do to the Hino for you, the Hino? Anyway, the brother is saying that they're not going to be satisfied until we follow their religion. Okay, that's their position and their opinion, and that's what they live their lives according to. We live our, though we know that about them better than they know it about themselves. Now, even though we know that about them, that they're not satisfied with us, we're still satisfied with them as they are. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And this is where you see the ayah quoted most often, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. There is no compulsion in religion. If you want to be kafir, let him be kafir. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. For you, to you be your deen, to you be your religion, to be my religion. And the people quote those ayahs to say, it's okay to be a kafir. It's okay to be a kafir because there's no compulsion in religion. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Are you the one to force the people to become believers? Or as Allah said in the beginning of this ayah, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. If Allah had willed, everyone on earth would have believed. So are you going to force the people to become believers? No, some people want to be kafir, and some people are going to be believers. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. He is the one who created you, and from amongst you are believers, and from amongst you is the kafir. Now, this is the way that Allah Ta'ala decreed things. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala لا يرضى بعباده الكفر.